Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. This week, I've been circling back to one of our favorite passages here on the program, Romans 8, that whole chapter. It's so rich, and it's an important, it reveals some very important truth about the work that God is doing in us. The plan of God, and it's outworking for all those who are baptized into his son, Jesus. And it's so important for us to be able to see it, hear it, internalize it, live it, speak it, walk it out, and contend for it, battle for it in the spiritual combat that we live on this earth so that we grow and we grow more in love with God and more in love with our neighbor. And what the Lord is intending to produce in us, we cooperate and we can see it grow and grow. Now, it's been my experience really for many years, but reminded again as I've been out on the road in this semi-post-COVID experience we have for events, how few people seem to be living, there's people who are baptized, you know, very few people seem to be living on a daily basis out of the Word of God. Friends, I can't say it enough on the program, the Word of God, there's nothing like it. I mean, there's the life of the Spirit in us, that's absolutely the ground of all things. There's the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our faith, which is absolutely central and crucial. But in terms of renewing the mind, in terms of forming us in a way that we acquire a fresh spiritual way of thinking that empowers us to see and to know who we are, what we're meant to be, this is the one offensive weapon that Paul actually touches on in chapter 6 of Ephesians, I believe it is. Put on the whole armor of God. It's the Word of God. It penetrates to the heart. It's God himself speaking to us. And again, just to echo what we've said many times on the program, that St. Jerome, I believe, said, you know, ignorance of scriptures, ignorance of Christ, and you don't want to be ignorant of Christ. If we're ignorant of Christ, that means we're ignorant of what he's accomplished, what he's done in us, who he is for us, what he's promised to us, and we sort of live out of the old man and not the new man. We live out of the old creation, so to speak, not the new creation. We live out of the flesh and not out of the spirit. And we see a season like Lent as, I got to slog through this and I got to get through this. And it's about me managing my sin problems and my difficulties. And it's a moral striving is at the core of it primarily. And it's not uplifting. It's not transformational. And what Romans 8, along with many other places in the New Testament, obviously, but Romans 8 crystallizes it so beautifully, is you see the depth and the goal, and you might say, of where the transforming work of the Holy Spirit is leading us. And as you know the Word of God, as you grow in the knowledge of the Word of God, it gets clearer and clearer what God's plan is, and your destiny becomes more clear. The present grace in your life becomes more clear. Your identity begins to take shape. Confidence sets in. Clarity. It's just so, so good. And so one of the things, friends, is to be able to approach the Word of God and your life with great faith. And that faith is the foundation of authority in your life spiritually. A believer has real authority because we're sharing in the authority of Jesus. And Scripture is very clear about that. And one of the critical things that we need to battle against in a season like Lent, partly what it's for, is not only subduing the flesh, but also resisting the devil who's trying to manipulate the flesh. He's trying to keep you and me on the wrong track, to keep us listening to the wrong track. The words of the flesh, you know, the fallen mind, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, the things that the flesh lead to, and the lies about who we are. So we're just stuck in a rut. We can't get out. This weight continues to just be on us a weight on our shoulders of discouragement, sometimes approaching despair, depression, anger, frustration, self-loathing, feeling condemned. All this stuff that the work of Christ in us has defeated. We become susceptible to the lies of the enemy because we don't know the truth deeply enough with conviction, with the conviction of the Holy Spirit and having won some battles in our lives, that we took some ground. Yes, I understand. Yes, cooperating with the Lord, focusing on Him, hungering, thirsting, seeking, and reading His word and begin to think about ourselves differently, gaining strength, gaining authority to combat the enemy. Faith really is about, friends, having confidence at one level in the God-given authority that we've received being baptized into Christ. And it's not just enough to know about the authority, but it's authority acted upon that becomes transformational. I'm going to bet on it. I'm going to step into it. I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to trust it. Colossians 2:15, Jesus disarmed the principalities and powers. Jesus made a public spectacle of them. He triumphed over them. And so He calls us now to stand in His victory, to stand in His authority with confidence in Him. And the devil, again, what the devil's going to do is, you have no right to stand. You're a sinful, broken, foolish, weak, inconsistent, vain, proud, whatever. He's going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you. So you don't stand up and you don't stand on the word of God, and so that you don't act on the word of God. I mean, one of them is going to say, you certainly aren't worthy of this. I mean, you, like, look at you. I mean, the kind of person you are. And right here at the beginning of Romans chapter 8, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. None. Because it used to be the case that the devil was right. He was right. Until Jesus dealt with the problem. I don't have to listen to it anymore. My weakness is not news to the Lord. And the key is, I'm not condemned for it anymore. I'm no longer death directed. I'm no longer under judgment. Jesus came and took away the burden and the guilt that Satan wants me to never get over. Healthy guilt can be and is a very good thing. But what he wants is unhealthy guilt, that we live in it. It's a weight that we drag. We just drag behind us like a ball and chain. You can never get beyond it. That's not Christianity. And you just chopping away at it with a file, trying to cut your way through it on your own strength and resources to cut yourself loose, that's not it either. It's to receive the gift of who you are, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, the new birth, living in and by the Holy Spirit, standing in that authority that you have as a son of God or a daughter of God. And it's standing literally in Him. So that we say, St. James tells us, Peter tells us, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And understand, the resistance and the authority to break the power of that resistance in your life, it's not the fact that you got your act together or that somehow you're to do it on your own. You don't have any authority on your own, and neither do I. Neither does the Pope. The authority we have to resist the devil is the authority that we receive in being baptized into Jesus Christ and being in His body. That's it. And that's an authority He cannot stand against. Period. He wants to keep us in the gray zone, keep us foggy about all this, keep us in a place of feeling mostly kind of guilty and weak and shamed and all that. So we get this crazy idea that somehow we've got to dig ourselves out of the hole and clean ourselves up before we can ever stand. No. I stand before the Lord, you know, Psalm 51, it's a big psalm on Fridays in the church, but it's a big psalm during Lent. It's the spirit that Peter cried out, Lord, leave me, I'm a sinful man. He knows that. We know that. Have mercy on me, Lord. And he wants to have mercy. And so we stand in the authority of Jesus and we resist. St. James chapter 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. That's a promise. That's a command and a promise. It's a command we need to obey, which is what? Submit to God. What does it mean in this case to submit to God? What it means is submit your mind to God. Believe what he believes. You know, say what he says. Believe what he believes for you, what he's done for you. Walk in it. Don't take up all the enemy's very unhelpful suggestions or accusations that come at you. But instead, stand strong. Submit to God, so that it means come under the word of God. Come under the leadership of Jesus. Pay attention to what he's saying. Say to yourself and to others what he's saying. Receive his promises. Internalize them. When the devil says they're not for you, you're disqualified. That's a lie. Resist it. Throw it out. I'm going to say, Satan, be gone. That's a lie. That's not me. I'm going to submit to the word of God. I'm going to submit myself to the truth that my Father in heaven speaks to me and my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm in his body. I'm in his authority. You go back to hell where you belong, Satan, and he will flee from you. We base our faith on what the Lord has done and what he has said to us. Not of what we can see and feel on our own. That's an important thing to internalize, friends. Let's say it again. The authority I have to resist the devil is based in the word of God and the truth of what Christ has done in me. I'm in his body. I'm a member of the church. I'm part of the body of Christ. That's where it comes from. And so my authority doesn't come from how I feel and what I think I'm seeing. Those things come and go. But lots of people get stuck there and say, well, I must not have it until I feel it. That's a deep deception. Because you know what? Your feelings come and go. We're living, you know, at a time where feelings are everything. I realize that, you know, for people. My feelings are my reality. My feelings are my truth. You know, the strong, persistent feelings in me are my reality. And being strong, you know, being committed to and attentive to these persistent feelings is what life's all about. Well, no, that's not true. Feelings are data. We need to pay attention to them, but we need to discern them. We need to say yes to what is good and no to what is bad. And we know the difference because we have a conscience, because we have the word of God, we have the teaching of the church. And these things ground us. So faith is in a person, in his word, and what he's done. That's the foundation, friends, of our confidence. Hope you can tune in tomorrow. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.